All right. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Raymond. Please give him a warm welcome.
Raymond, alcoholic. I wasn't nervous until now, but I'm going to make this fast and painful for myself. I'm just blessed to be standing here in front of all you guys. Alcohol, man. Serious. You know, I got 10 minutes, so I'm going to cramp this all up. I'm not going to be funny about this. This is life, you know. Born in 1977 in Hollywood, California. Born to just a broken family, father alcoholic, heroin addict, uncles, aunts, you know. We made a family career out of, you know, alcohol and drugs and the prison life. I haven't lived at home since I was 12 or 13 years old. I think it was about April 29th, 1992. I don't know if you guys know what happened that day, but that day changed my whole life, even though, you know, it didn't really have anything to do with, you know, but it was actually the LA riots. And remember running out of Alpha Beta in Baum Park, California with, you know, cases of beer. And shortly after that, you know, in November, you know, hit California Youth Authority, and, you know, that's where, you know, my life started at and where alcohol took me. 1995, I married, you know, my first wife. Some of you guys know my whole story, some of you guys don't, but about 3 or 4 years later, in a blackout drunk in downtown Los Angeles, I woke up in Pasadena court, facing life without the possibility of parole. And it was overturned in 2000, so I did a little under 9 years. And, you know, a lot of guys, when they go to prison, they put pictures up of bikini girls and all that stuff. And I remember in my jail cell, I had pictures of bottles of tequila I tore out of magazines. I thought about that driving over here. And I romanced it for 9 years. And I was picked up in CIM and California Institution for Men in Chino, California in 2006, and straight to the liquor store. Half pint of tequila, 22 ounce, and my drinking career started again. And I'll tell you one thing, it didn't get better. You know, I'm pretty, you know, sick, you know, but in my mind, you know, how I, you know, tortured my family and, you know, whatever I had left. My wife, you know, got into a motorcycle accident with her in the back and blew 2 times over the legal limit, almost cut off her leg. And, you know, that didn't stop me. She was in the hospital. I went and got my bottle. You know, that's all I cared about. I didn't care if I died, if I, you know, I actually made plans about how I was going to die and who was allowed to come to my funeral. And I wanted mariachis and all that stuff, you know. That's how sick I was, you know. Today I have 11 months by the grace of God and, you know, from the support and everybody in these rooms, you know, I'm not from Santa Maria. I have no family ties here whatsoever, and I look at all of you guys, and you guys are fixing this broken kid. You know, I have a lot of stuff that I carried around with me for 25, 30 years, and I'm just getting to know myself, and I'm terrified of alcohol. This program's teaching me, or this fellowship's teaching me how to love myself, and everybody in these rooms has loved me, even in any condition that I came in here, you know? And I had no desire of working any steps or getting a sponsor or... when I got into that motorcycle accident, family got me together about 5-6 years ago in the Serenity House, and in a Rio Grande, and they figured they'd bring the biggest, baddest Chicano here on the Central Coast to talk to me, to 12-step me, and I didn't accept his offer at the time, and just how this program works, how this fellowship works. I got his card here in my pocket. I called him a couple of times. He didn't answer my phone call. And when I seen him here in Santa Maria about 10 months ago, he was still there for me, even though I told him he needed a drink and... He has, you know, a lot of time on his hands, but he always takes the time, and no matter what time of the day it is, at 10 o'clock at night, you know, he's taught me about acceptance. My sponsors, you know, I talked to him about 3 or 4 times today, and this program really works, you know, but you have to want it, you know. I'm truly thankful and grateful for this program that saved my life, even when I didn't want my life. You know, I don't have everything I want today, you know. I'm going through a divorce, and, you know, I tell you guys how she took the damn dog. But you know what? God took those away from me because I didn't need them anymore, you know. You know, today I'm alive. I have a job. You know, I could afford to pay my rent, but I don't have to go drink over it. I don't have to go drink over it. You know, the only thing I have to worry about is be accountable for my actions and continue to apply these steps and this program into my life. And if you're new into this program, and you're just as effed up as all of us in this room, sorry. This is what we do. This is what everybody, I'm looking at a lot of people in here that helped me through this journey. And it's not easy. Life freaking sucks, you know? Got heartburn right now. It's hot. But, you know, life is in session. You know, when I leave here, I can't forget where I came from. Where alcohol has taken me and where I'm at today is 11 months a day, I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. That's God, you know, working in my life. I had to differentiate religion from God, you know, but there has to be something out there. And, you know, hearing the St. Jeremy back there, you know, he's seen me pretty effed up in my first days of sobriety. Um, this program really works. If you're new, follow the suggestions that the Alzheimer's have in here. If you want the nightmare to stop, only you can make the nightmare stop. That's it. You know, whatever, you know, leads you to drink or use, you know, there is a better way of living. There's a better way of living, and there's, life is beautiful, you know. I'm up 10 minutes, because Bree told me not to do so good. Thank you, everybody.
All right, one more time for Raymond, you guys.